'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the site not a creature was stirring. The snow in Ground Zero was sparkly and white. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. DJ Rock's Babe and Melissa's were filled with coal, 'cause they had been naughty here. Beamer Girl Angel loved Child Scotty and Sal were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of free VIP and new avatars danced in their heads. Care dressed in fur snuggled in Far's lap. They both just finished a potent nightcap before settling down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, nosy Melissa rose out of Z's to see what was the matter. Crawling over Jim in his pink panties and wand, away to the windows I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the objects below, when what to my sexy green eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and Sir Gemini trying to steer. He was all decked out in red, tools hanging from his belt, and he wore a cowboy hat Joanne had made out of felt. With him was his helpers, who were all dressed the same, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. On Penny, on Kitty Cat, Pink BR, and Hope, hurry up, Ruby, Itsy, and Heart, who was chewing the rope. At the top of Ground Zero to the top of the wall, now hurry up, hurry up, hurry up all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet an obstacle mount to the sky. So up to the top Sir Gemini and his helpers flew, with a sleigh full of toys and some coal too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and clicking of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney Sir Gemini and his helpers came with a bound. The helpers were quiet, not making a sound. Sir Gemini looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes how they twinkled, his dimples how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head, he looked at the girls to make sure the final gift list they had read. Melissa gets her own naughty nice button that she can continually press, although it'll never read nice for her, I must confess. Oh, and a signposter of Antonio holding a lay, now she can stare at his sexy dimples throughout her day. Z-Cars is down for a year's supply of curry, so hot and spicy it'll make his eyes blurry. M has a nice long trip to the UK, returning to Canada when the snow all melted away. Stuart has his wish to be totally free. I wonder if any of my family nuts are from his same tree. Mother Earth got spices and herbs. I hear if you light it up, it's really superb. Jim got his very own TARDIS to tinker with and tune. We should hear from him soon from his trip past the moon. For Penny Penny, there's a globe that will snow when you shake. The real thing would have melted, so it had to be fake. Pookie got his very own mermaid with a flashy tail. She can keep up with his diving the oceans without fail. AEE gets her long line of Chippendales to satisfy her yen, all of them strong, ripped, and handsomed, and rated a 10. Purr gets lots of toys, the battery type. Santa wants her to promise him she will show him on Skype. Netbomb gets sparkly decorations to hang from his paw. He's a good boy, and he would never get coal. MJ gets a trip to Vegas to go and cha-ching. Here's hoping she comes back with lots of bling. Kev56 gets a Mr. Potato Head kit. He loves those taters, so it was a good fit. Scotty gets a new table to shoot some pool. It will give him some fun when he has time off from school. Snowy gets some squeaky clean music to play. Santa's taken all her rehab recordings away. For his vampire games, Chaz gets new fangs. They're creepy as heck, but the best of the gang. For Zero, a brand new sea captain's cap. If you see him on radar, show me that map. For Bubs, there's chocolate, or else she will pout. So there's plenty to keep her happy, without a doubt. For Lydia, there's some pretty plants to put in her pots. Beautiful blooms that she should enjoy a lot. Graybear gets a bunch of lollipops with colorful sticks. He always has his tongue out, so it'll give him something to lick. For Johnny, there's some safety glasses to protect his eyes. He's lost so many, he's used up his supply. Joe gets some fancy blank notebooks for her to write. She can fill them with her poetry to our delight. For Kira, there's a diva-style bingo dabber with a colorful ball. There's no doubt about it, she's the most stylish in the bingo hall. Far gets a large order of Angus Prime steaks when he cooks them with eggs, a great breakfast that makes. Joanne gets camera equipment and a trip to Down Under. She can capture the landscapes and all of its wonder. UK gets a flight to the west coast of the United States. It's a long enough stay to meet up with some of his world's mates. Kitty Cat gets a total pamper package at a local spa. She has been working so hard and busy being a ma. Even though she's been naughty, Babe gets Michael Jackson's This Is It DVD. She can watch that when she takes breaks from her hula hooping on her Wii. Hope gets a fireplace to put in her conservatory. It will be warm as toast, and the cold won't be a worry. Itsy gets the best Christmas that she's ever had. That's what happens when you're a good girl and not bad. Magic gets a Steelers number 7 jersey shirt, been wore in a game so it's covered with dirt. Softy gets all her points that were saved up when she scored. She's the queen of events and no one has more. Innie needs a break from baking those apple pies. Wrapped for her is some vodka, scotch, and whiskey rye. A calendar for EJ, featuring the very hottest men, that will give her something to fantasize about in 2010. CB gets a night out at Hooters for fun, beer and wings. Those waitresses will give him service fit for a king. For Bobo, there's all types of spiked high heels. What he will do with them, my lips are sealed. A fancy cowboy hat and boots for pink BR. And for her fringe vest, a golden Christmas star. For Heartbreaker, who runs around as a hamster in Ground Z, a trip to the vet for a dip so she never gets fleas. Ruby is always smiling and never has a frown. For her, she gets a night out at the best place in town. Dinky and Nightwolf have a combined gift, I see. It's a trip to the mall and a big shopping spree. Something soothing and relaxing for that naughty girl sub. It's bath crystals, oils, and bubbles to fill up her tub. There's a variety of fancy underoos that will fit Bama Girl just right. The ones that are glittery are special and for Saturday nights. When Aspects has a long, hard night at the pub, there's a certificate for a total massage and a full body rub. Theater and movie tickets galore for Angel 1963. Included is the popcorn, all he can eat for free. Billy gets concert tickets to all Tampa's best venues. A trip to Hard Rock is also on his menu. For A Plus and Tabs, a winter getaway from the Florida state. A trip to the Northeast with lots of snow is their fate. For Rainbow and the Kitties, they get a lord. They are very much in love and will never be bored. There's a new machine for KHZ to record his voice, his accent so dreamy, and the lady's choice. Peppa gets a pair of shorts worn by her postman. She stalks him daily and is his biggest fan. If your name didn't get mentioned, please don't pout. Santa has something for you all with no one left out. I noticed that Santa even has a gift for me in tow. Oh my, it's Anthony and Antonio, sporting just a bow. Sir Gemini and his helpers kept straight to their work and filled all the stockings. Then Sir turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, they all rose. They sprang to the sleigh, to his helpers Sir gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard them explain, ere they drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.